And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Well, this is an interesting turn of affairs. Chapel Hill and Carrboro just got a reprieve, and by Republicans, no less. For years, I have been on my soapbox, thanks to WCHL for providing it, about how we must get more commercial development to give relief from the high taxes on homeowners, which are among the highest taxes in the state. Add up Chapel Hill and Carrboro taxes to Orange County taxes and school district taxes, and we are driving low-income people from homes they might have been in for years, for generations, in some of our African-American neighborhoods. All while our surrounding counties raked in our sales tax, leaked in economic speak. But now the Republicans have decided that those towns without retail stores can get the sales taxes they spend in other counties that do have retail stores. So Durham, Chatham, and Alamance counties that have built lots of retail where we spend our money, adding to their tax base, will now just hand it over to us. What does this mean? New developments won't be required to build any retail? Instead, we'll go over to our neighbors, spend our money, and wait back for the payoff when they are forced to send it over to us. Who knew the Repubs would be our friends? No need to change local public policy when they'll do it for us. Now, if they would just get their hands off our university. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.